Hello, and welcome to the Bible at Breakfast broadcast. This is a daily podcast with new episodes uploaded every morning, Monday through Friday. I hope you will stay tuned over the next few minutes for a short yet strong shot in the arm to start your day. Thank you for tuning in, and may God richly bless you, is our prayer. Well, good morning, Facebook. Good morning. Hope you're doing well, and I hope you're having a great Friday morning. I pray you had a good Thanksgiving yesterday, and man, I don't know about y'all, but I ate way too much. I'm feeling it today, all right? I'm feeling it this morning. Here's what I want you to do. Jump on here and share this video, and share us as we go live here. I got a special guest with me today, so hang on with us, and I got Brother Wesley Roberts with us. I'm going to bring him up here with us. And there he is right there. And Brother Wesley. And you can go ahead and jump on here, Brother Wesley, and tell everybody good morning. Let's see. I think you might be muted, Brother Wesley. Are you on there? Let's see here. I think you might have muted yourself somehow. Here, hey, jump off and then come back on. Anyway. Hey, whenever you go to technology, things happen. but give us a second. He'll jump back on here in like 5 seconds. I hope you're doing well. I see Miss Millie's on here. Brother Brock. Morning, Brother Brock. And he don't usually get to watch it live because he usually has to work and so early, so he can't catch it live. But hey, Brother Brock. Let's see if we got him this time. Do we have you now?
Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Hey.
I told him while you jumped off, I said, anytime you go with technology, you're gonna mess something up. But anyway.
Yeah.
How you doing, brother?
I'm doing all right, buddy. How are you?
I'm good, man. And me and Brother Wesley was talking, I guess, last week. I said, you need to jump on here with us one morning and do a little devotion for us. And so that's what we're going to do. And so I'm going to let Brother Wesley take it away. And he's just going to give you a short thought this morning, and I'm sure I'll have something to chime in, okay?
Get down here and fix my mess, all right?
Yeah.
Proverbs chapter number 12, and verse number 25 this morning. The Bible says this, it's heaviness in the heart of a man maketh it stoop, but a good word maketh it glad. Heaviness in the heart of a man maketh it stoop, but a good word maketh it glad. Surely we can all identify there a little bit with the beginning of that verse. Heaviness in the heart of a man maketh it stoop. I think we can all say we felt some heaviness here in the last few days. Things have been wild and crazy this year, especially. And man, it make your heart sink. Make you feel like your heart's way down there in your stomach. And it's easy to get that way. Then the Bible tells us, but a good word maketh it glad. A good word maketh it glad. And man, I think that's definitely true. And we know it's true because it's in the scripture, but I know it's true because I've seen that in my life.
Yeah.
A good word making your heart glad. I thought about it, try to give you, I am a Baptist preacher, so 3-point outlines is kind of how I operate. But a good word. You find a good word from someone you know, family. Yesterday being Thanksgiving, some of you got around the people you love the most, and some of you probably the people you dislike the most, right? And that's the way it goes sometimes.
Sometimes.
But man, you get around the family, the people you love, and man, it do your heart some good. Just to hear some good words and some good friends and some good family.
Yeah.
And then I thought about, you know, even the good word of a stranger can uplift your heart. And, man, neighborly love and brotherly kindness are things that almost seem non-existent in our day, but they still write and they still help, man. They make your heart glad.
Yeah.
I thought about just some maybe people I wouldn't consider my best friends, but acquaintances of mine who have just, man, the right place, the right time at the right day, just so happened to shoot me a text message with a good word in it, or phone call with a good word, or somebody I haven't seen in a long time just find you somewhere and speak to you nicely, give you a hug. And man, that stuff help your heart. You notice in this verse it says a good word make your heart glad. The word is not capitalized, which tells us that he wasn't directly referencing the scripture this morning. But I think we all know the scripture is definitely a good word, a really good word, and it'll make your heart glad. You get in your Bible, you can find comfort. You didn't hear, you can find consolation. You get inside your Bible, you can have communion with God. Man, this Bible is a wonderful book. I'll give you one more thing here before I quit. Romans chapter number 15 and verse number 4 has become a very important verse in my life this year. Romans 15, 4. The Bible says, "For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that through patience and comfort of the scriptures we might have hope." And just kind of those three words there, things were written. Regardless of our circumstance, regardless of our predicament, or of our perspective, things have already been written for our learning, that through patience and the comfort of this good word, we can have hope. And I love my Bible this morning. I turn it back over to you, brother.
Hey man, that's a blessing right there this morning, ain't it? And man, I'm thankful for times when I needed a word, and not necessarily that I know it was the Lord that sent that person to me. And I can think about different times in my life where a family member or somebody spoke something to me that encouraged me. And you never know, words are so important as people. They're very important to God. Man, you study His Word, you're going to find out one word is so important to the Lord. And that's why I believe every word is inspired. Every word is exactly where God wants it to be in our King James Bible. But just one word as a person to person, that's so, it can be so important, it can be so helpful, it can be so destructive. And so one word can build you up or it can tear you down. And it just takes one word. And it seems like sometimes it almost takes less than a word sometimes for a word to destroy you. But anyway, I was thinking about this verse while Brother Wesley was talking. I put it up on the screen here for you. The Bible says in Psalm 119, 165, he was talking about the scripture. The Bible said, "Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them." He's talking about, he said a second ago that the scripture will give you peace. It'll help you when you're down. And that's what the psalmist is talking about right there. "Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them." Friend, I tell you what, in a world of unrest and a world of chaos, that's a good word for it, ain't it?
That is a good word.
Great peace have they which love thy law, nothing shall offend them. You ever find yourself easily offended? You may not be in the word like you ought to be. And I tell you what, that's a good thought this morning, Brother Wesley. And I tell you what, I really think we just need to make this like a weekly or a bi-weekly thing that we have either Brother Wesley or somebody on here. And I like it. It encourages me. Probably just maybe more than it encouraged y'all. But thank you, Brother Wesley.
Anytime, bud, anytime.
Yeah,
Get
man.
somebody else for next week, though. All
I
right.
hear you. Them babies probably still asleep this morning, ain't they?
They're probably up by
Are
now.
they up?
They're early risers, yeah.
Are they? Well, mine, you got to drag mine out of the bed.
Well, that's a blessing.
Well, you got to drag them to the bed, too, though. That's the bad thing.
No.
They're like me. They don't want to go to sleep at night. And but anyway, well, thank y'all for tuning in. I'll say a quick something. The Amen Corner. If you've not went and liked that page, please go like it. You can find it on my Facebook page, my personal page, and you can jump on there and like it. Some big things are about to take place with the Amen Corner, and I'm thrilled. In fact, meeting tomorrow with all the guys, and so I ain't gonna give you any details. I'm just saying, stay tuned. Why? Because next Saturday night will be our first episode. And man, I'm excited. I'm excited. You never know, you might see this face on the side of your screen. That's not mine. You might see him a time or two on the Amen Corner.
Lord help, Lord help.
Yeah, I hear you. Oh, man. Well, you got anything else to say, Brother Wesley?
Just good to be saved.
It is. It's good to be saved. I sung that for my grandpa yesterday. I guess my grandpa, my brother Alan's not heard it yet, and so I sung that song yesterday for him. I thought we was going to have church right there in the living room.
You should have brought somebody to hold his mule.
Yeah, that's right. Somebody hold my mule while I shout. Oh, man. Well, y'all have a great Friday and a good weekend, and we'll see you on Monday morning. Monday morning here at the Bible Breakfast Broadcast, and y'all have a great day. Thank you for tuning in to the Bible at Breakfast broadcast. Our prayer is you'll come back tomorrow. Tune in for another short devotion to start your day. Thank you for tuning in. Have a great day. Bye-bye.